Paulo Wiedemann, the head coach of the Grizzly volleyball team that is on their way postseason play this weekend. And we'll talk about that a little bit here, maybe toward the end. But let's not overlook the fact that this team has been on quite a run. And isn't it funny how a season plays out, Paula?
Oh.
Because right out of the gate, it was kind of tough at first.
Yeah.
But as the season has gone on, you've just played really great volleyball. 22-7, I think, we're at right now.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, there's, you know, I think part of it, too, is that whenever you go through seasons, and this group of sophomores, you know, they experienced something last year that they trusted, because I felt like we, you know, we had some good things happening at the beginning of the season, but we weren't, you know, weren't gelled yet. And then as they really bought into just the process and how we go about working through a season, I mean, you see what that group did moving forward last year, and it was fun to watch. That group had very high expectations going into this season. But like I told them at the beginning, I said, every team is different and every team is new. So you have to figure out how to, you know, they had good leadership in the sophomores last year, just, you know, pushing them through the hard parts. And then you really have to fall in love with how hard it is, to keep working, to keep getting better, to play the schedule we play. Man, it can be brutal because there are no days off, really. And so they knew what to expect. There was no mystery in how we need to go about doing things this season. But then you have to make sure that you're leading the group well. And, you know, and right out of the gate, our very first game, we had a major injury to one of our returners. It took her out for the season. You know, Alana went down, and we kind of had to get over that. It was tough because our sophomore group was very, very tight. And, you know, sometimes when you set goals and you picture how you're moving forward with that, and she was a piece of that picture. So shift very quickly where you have a couple freshmen who probably their role changed immediately. And it was kind of sink or swim a little bit, you know, and they did some really good things and they kind of helped us maintain. And then the work went into getting better, to, you know, understanding what this group could do, you know, with a very, very tough schedule in the beginning. And so, you know, honestly, I think we learned a lot about ourselves when we went out to Salt Lake and College of Southern Idaho for their tournament. We played 6 very, very tough games in that stretch. And, you know, we came out of there 2-4, but we had like 4 points away from being 4-2. And, you know, we went 5 with Snow, who was number 2 at the time, and we lost to Central Wyoming in 5 in a really, really good game. That, you know, we learned a lot about who we were and the fact that it's like, okay, we can compete with anybody. Now we have to figure out how to get better and continue to put ourselves in a good situation moving forward. So, it's a process that I really appreciate how much work they have put into this, you know, and having new assistant coaches this year, and Patty and Hobson, they have done a phenomenal job of doing the things that we need, which, again, I talked to them, you know, we kind of got into season and it's like, all right, you know, scouting and game planning are 2 things that I knew that they would do exceptionally well. And they have done a great job with that and putting us in positions to work on things that are going to help us moving forward. It's a different feel sometimes whenever you know, they bring a different sense of how the game is played because of their experience, you know, being international, being from Brazil, the levels that Patty's played in the past. And it's something that, you know, there's a lot of different ways to work through a season, and they're trying to maximize the strengths of our group. And when you have a setter like Doa who can flat out run the floor and make anybody on the floor a possible attacker, you want to put her in the position to where she has multiple people that she could give the ball to. And that's what we continue to get better at. you know, we play really well in system. We have to be really good out of system, which we have gotten better through the season. I think that's where you see how we've gotten to where we're more consistent. You know, they, like I said, the players continue to put the work in, and we put ourselves in the right position in each step so far moving forward. We just need to kind of keep that ball rolling and see where it takes us.
Let me ask you, at what point, because there was a point in the middle of the season where you just took off.
Yeah.
Did you know, could you see that coming? Did you expect something like that? Because it's been phenomenal how well you've played.
Well, and I think that's where we, like I said, we learned a lot about ourselves out in at College of Southern Idaho's tournament. And once we got past that, then we had some region games, and we talked about the importance of putting yourself in the right position with the region games moving forward for postseason. And, you know, and we were doing good things there, but the game planning piece, we had just started really putting a lot of more detail into what it is that they needed to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And when they started kind of seeing what that was doing for them, you know, like how you take a game. Again, there's two parts of this. There's game planning and there's execution, okay? You can have the best game plan in the world, but if you can't execute, it doesn't really matter. So the execution of what we were trying to do started improving. And like I said, putting ourselves in practice situations that is going to help us execute better. And that's what we started seeing after that tournament, where we got more detail-oriented in that. You know, like I said, Patty and Hobson get extremely in the practice planning and how the things we need to work on in order to execute better against this team. And it, you know, the Missouri-Iowa Challenge, which was that first weekend in October, and that's really where I think we started putting some things together, putting more value in that, because we started off with Indian Hills, who at the time I think was either 2 or 3. And I mean, they're huge, man. They're just a big team. And when you let them get on a roll, they can roll. And we needed to execute a game plan. In the first two sets, we executed very well. And then they kind of took a little control, but we got it back. And I was really, really proud of the group for, you know, getting back to where they were maintaining, and they took that momentum. Even though we lost the fourth set, the momentum started shifting, and we carried it through the fifth, won that game, and that's when our role kind of started, because we felt like we could keep using those pieces that we're doing in practice and help us in our game planning and how we execute. And you kind of see what it's done for us, and hopefully that, you know, we don't start backtracking from that.
Grizzly volleyball coach Paula Wiedemann here. What is going to happen this weekend at Vincennes?
Yeah, so, you know, we got through the region tournament this last weekend, which was huge, and you know, moving ourselves into the district playoff that we have. There's two different brackets that we could have moved into, and we moved ourselves into the bracket that is opposite of Indian Hills, which was a goal. And, you know, if we're going to see them, we want to see them at the right time again. And so we're in a bracket where we play at Vincennes on Sunday, and we start off with Lakeland College out of Illinois. That is the first semifinal game at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Then at 1 o'clock, it's Iowa Western and Vincennes play the other semifinal, and then the finals are at 5 p.m. Eastern. You know, that's the automatic ticket to nationals. The thing that I'm really proud that this group has just continued to build is the fact that, you know, we moved up to number 6 in the poll this last week after the performance of the week and the weekend. And that positions us in a good place, you know, if something crazy happens. And you know, you never want to count on the at-large situation, but I've watched what it's done for other teams and how, you know, it matters where you finish in the poll. And being number 6 in the final poll put us in the right position moving forward. You don't want to count on, you never want to count on those things ever. But good job, guys. You know, I mean, that piece is something that there is value in it, because I understand how the committee uses the poll as part of their at-large process. It is important. And so we have literally put ourselves in the best position moving forward that we can. And, you know, and that's just where we want to be. And we want to take what our game planning is going into the districts this Sunday and execute, put ourselves at the national tournament through the automatic bid by winning districts, and then see what happens with the seeding and go from there. So, you know, we want to take care of business, but like I said, we really put ourselves in a good position moving forward in the way we continue to just trust that these games matter. The regular season matters. And that's where I really am proud of this group, because they just kept working and kept building on it.
I've always been a huge believer that when it comes to postseason time, it doesn't really matter what your record says. It's better to be good, but it doesn't matter so much what your record says as it matters how well you are playing at that time.
You've got to be playing your best volleyball at the end of the year. That's all there is to it. And we've been tested a couple times, which it's like, we were on that streak of not dropping a game. And then, you know, we were at MAC in that last regular season region game, and they took us 5. They played phenomenal. We had to maintain, we had to handle that. And that was good for us, because you don't want to get in a situation where you're handling it whenever it's like everything's on the line sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I like being challenged. I mean, sometimes I think our fans is like, you know, we're getting gray hairs up here. And it's like, it's okay, because we need to figure out how to handle it. And so far this group has handled it. And there's value in that as well. So playing good volleyball, putting ourselves in the best position, and handling when things get hard, you got to figure out how to do it sometime, because that's all we have in front of us right now. It's not going to be easy. So I feel like they've done a good job with that.
What a great year it's been. More this weekend. Go get them.
Oh, thanks.
No mercy.
No mercy. Absolutely. Be relentless in it. So.
Yeah. We'll probably get together next week after this week.
Okay. Sounds great.
Paul Wiedemann, coach of the Grizzly volleyball team.